Chapter 1. The Metal Object. Max was riding to school on his bike, an oversized backpack strapped to his shoulders. His dog Scooch, a small black and white border collie, ran by his side. It was a beautiful day in May in the small town of Milton, Massachusetts. Max rode up the street from his house and into the entrance of Cunningham Park, a beautiful wooded area that had a baseball field, swimming pool, and a creepy cemetery. It was a shortcut to his school that other kids avoided because of stranger danger. On Friday and Saturday nights, the park was where the teenagers went to drink alcohol and smoke. Max rode furiously down the bumpy, unpaved path. He stood upright on his pedals and felt like a superhero, standing with the wind blowing in his face. But what happened next would forever change the course of his young life. Spying an orange tabby cat, his dog Scooch suddenly darted in front of the wheel. Max turned the handlebars hard to avoid hitting Scooch and careened off the path, his bike wobbling side to side. Max fell forward with both arms splayed out in front of him and landed in the soft grass. As Max lifted his head, just inches in front of his face, an ant colony buzzed with activity. Max watched it for a moment until a glint of light caught his attention. A few feet away, a shiny metallic object stuck in the earth. It was cylindrical. An 8-inch wire protruded from its top and terminated with 6 symmetrical, leafy petals. The petals appeared soft and flexible like plant material, but were pure silver, glistening in the light. In the center, a yellow-orange blossom with a long pistil sat. The thing was a space-age orchid. As Max lifted his chin up from the ground, he spied a bumblebee circling the metal flower. Under his breath, he mumbled,
"What the?"
Curious, Max got to his feet to watch the bee alight on the strange flower. Without warning, the 6 metallic petals collapsed violently around the insect. Max watched stunned as the wire and ensnared insect recoiled into the cylindrical metal base. With a sudden pop, the object was propelled out of the ground and landed at Max's feet. He took one step backwards.
"Holy shit,"
he exclaimed with no one around to hear him. Inching cautiously forward, Max stooped over the metal cylinder. There was no sign of insect nor blossom. The metal was seamless and unmarked, except for a tiny blinking green light. Max picked up the device and rolled it over a couple times in his hands. He pressed his finger over the green light. He tapped it twice. Suddenly, the light was extinguished.
"Whoa!"
A crow caught overhead. Startled, Max dropped the object onto the path. The object sang with a pure tone like a church bell.
"Awesome."
Unseen by Max, the big hand of his watch advanced 10 minutes. Max picked up the still vibrating metal object. While held flat in his palm, the object rolled up his wrist and attached with a click to his watch.
"Cool."
Max removed the object from his watch and saw the time. He was late for school. Removing his backpack, he tucked the object into a side pocket. He lifted his bike, jumped on, and pedaled once again down the bumpy, unpaved path. Looking over his shoulder, he called out to Scooch.
"Go home, boy. You can't come to school. Go home."
Scooch stopped in his tracks and watched the boy until he was out of sight. Then he obediently walked home.